Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and on the line with me is Ann Peterson. She is the Executive Director of Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this is a very big weekend for wine growers in Dry Creek Valley. Of course, it started actually on Friday, and now Sunday morning is sort of the final wrap-up day of Passport. So much fun.
That is right, and this is actually our 30th year of Passport to Dry Creek Valley, so we are really celebrating a true tradition of the region.
So much fun. Tickets at this point, I'm guessing you can't get them.
Sold out. Craigslist is what we're telling everybody.
Oh, okay.
So there might be some on there, and actually Sunday, there is a Sunday-only ticket available.
Okay.
That's the only one-day ticket option that we offer. So if you are able to come out and come on up, and it's usually our locals ticket, to enjoy the 41 wineries offering food and wine pairings, entertainment, and opening their doors to really show their personalities to the 5,000 people coming into the valley this weekend.
And that really is fantastic because this is so much of a party. Like really, Passport Weekend, Passport to Dry Creek Valley, includes so much more than just wine tasting. There's themed parties.
That's correct. Each winery puts on a themed party, and the theme can be something really in line with their personality, like Moritzen Wines, who works with their really good friend, Chef Charlie Palmer, or it can be just like a really super fun theme, like Sobraja always does a really fun theme, like Alice in Wonderland or 80s or something like that. So they definitely run the spectrum there, and it's a surprise at each winery. Well, actually, not really a surprise. If you log on to our website at drycreekvalley.org, you can download a list of the activities that each winery is hosting for the weekend.
Yes, and I think that is the best way to go, to drycreekvalley.org. And not only are you able to see all the participating wineries, but of course, as you mentioned, you can click on the link for the themed parties and see what everybody is doing. And also really just sort of plan things out. I think for weekends like this, it really makes sense to look at the map so you are not sort of driving from one end of Dry Creek to the other, but really sort of figuring out your plan of attack.
That's right. And, you know, that's one of the best things we always tell people to do is to spend some time online, you know, roll over each winery, see what they're doing. We actually have an online itinerary planner. You can go on and add all the wineries you want to go to your list, and they'll give you directions and drive time, and you can email it to yourself because reception isn't always that great. But
oh, yes.
Planning the event is definitely one of the funnest parts of the entire weekend.
It really is. Yeah, yeah, a lot of fun. And then as well as the weekend of going wine tasting at over 40 different wineries in Dry Creek Valley, there's also transportation, lodging, all different kinds of things, so that you really can have an entire experience. The organizers, you, for drycreekvalley.org, make it a very easy weekend to plan.
Thank you. And did you know that our consumers come back an average of 4 years to this event to try to get everything in? When we do our consumer surveys, their biggest feedback is to make the event longer so that they can go to more wineries and see more. So it's definitely an event that has a lot of loyalty, and people, you know, can only get to so many wineries in one weekend and want to come back to see more.
Right. So. Yeah, it's certainly a lot of fun. So if you were too late on the uptake and did not get your ticket, and you can't find any by searching social media or Craigslist, then what should you do to still enjoy Dry Creek Valley? Because it's a wonderful place to go wine tasting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's one of the things about what's changed about people welcoming consumers into their doors is that Passport used to be the only time that you could really enjoy food and wine pairings in the valley. But now we have so many wineries who are opening up their doors to more upscale consumer experiences where you can sit down and do a multi-vintage flight paired with bites, or just try new releases paired with bites. One of the great ones is Dry Creek Vineyard offers a Meritage blending session. Kokomo expanded their tasting room last year, and they have a whole seated food and wine pairing experience, which is just, it's really a fabulous experience. And then Sabraja, one of my favorite patios in all of Sonoma County.
What have
every
you?
Every Friday during season offers a Foodie Friday, and their chef, Heidi, will come up with a different fun pairing. So like last year she did homemade Big Macs with Chardonnay, and it was fabulous. She's done vegetable lasagna, but it's only $20 to go up there and get a glass of wine and whatever she's cooking for that day and just, you know, hang out. I must admit we bring our staff up there quite often for Friday lunch.
I would do that too. And the views there cannot be beat.
Oh, no. They are fabulous, sweeping the whole valley.
Yeah, excellent. So you also have these wonderful cruises that you're doing. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Oh, yeah. So I actually just got back last week from our cruise in Portugal. And what we do that's different than other winemaker cruises is that we bring four or five different wineries with us. And if we're doing a river cruise, we take over the entire riverboat and bring on one of their chefs from Ama Waterways. And the reason we partner with them is because they have hands down the best food. All of their chefs on board must be have been part of a Michelin-rated team. And we have these fabulous winemaker dinners and seminars about Dry Creek Valley. And then during the day, we explore the local wine scene. So we just got back from Portugal. And then in June, we have two sold-out back-to-back cruises in Bordeaux. Wow. And then next summer, we are doing a 10-day cruise on a big boat that will leave from Venice and end in Barcelona aboard the Oceana Regatta. And the great thing about that is that we have a lot of different venues on board that we can work with the big boat. So even though it's not exclusive, there's smaller restaurants on board that seat about 150 people, so you'll have exclusive group dinners in there. There's cooking school on board. We have a couple different cooking classes on board. And then, of course, departing from the Grand Canal in Venice, we'll have an exclusive departure sort of welcome party aboard the main deck, and we'll all be with bubbles in hands as we sail out the Grand Canal of Venice. So that is going to be a fabulous experience. And then in 2021, we're going to be doing two cruises in Provence, which is a great fit with so many of our Rhone producers. And those aren't announced yet. They will be in the next couple months here. Uh-huh. But these cruises sell out fast, and they are very exciting to be part of for both our vintners and the consumers. So it's a great experience for everyone on board.
Now, because they sell out so fast, and I can understand why, they sound amazing, how do you get like first pick at these tickets?
Email us here, info@drycreekvalley.org, or go online on our website, drycreekvalley.org. In the top right-hand corner, you'll see a block to enter your email and subscribe to our email newsletter, and that's where they're announced first. As soon as they're announced, get on there, and you'll get the best room on the ship. Our ships sell out from top rooms, the suites sell out first. So I would encourage if you do want a suite to make sure that you get on very quickly.
Wow, that's so amazing. I have been lucky enough to go on a river cruise with Ama Waterways, and it was the most amazing experience. As you said, their food is so good. Every meal, I just felt like I was dining at a really fine restaurant. So it was very exciting. And on top of that, to have 4 to 5 Dry Creek wine growers with you, that's so cool. Well, this sounds like it's going to be so much fun. So there's always something fun happening in Dry Creek Valley. And be sure to learn more at drycreekvalley.org and buy your tickets in advance for Passport, because they do sell out. Keep it on your calendar. It happens every year in April, and it's so much fun. Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you, Michelle.
Anne Peterson, she's the Executive Director for Wine Growers of Dry Creek Valley. This is Sonoma County Focus.